Greg just irritated his groin, probably about halfway through practice. So we sent him up for treatment. Brian Belaga felt good this morning, was the report from the medical staff. We had padded practice today. Had a chance to observe him going in the one-on-one run blocking versus the D-line, also the pass rush. So he looks to be moving well. And really, the examination on Friday, as I stated on Wednesday, will be the true test, because today, being in pads, really had a chance to lean, you know, lean on the defense and really test himself. So, but he looked fine. We'll see what the film shows, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow.
You guys wear the blue jerseys tomorrow? I think you did last year, didn't you?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten that far. If we wore them last year, we'll probably do it again this year. That's a good point. I'll have to check it off my list. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Jermichael Finley hadn't really dropped any passes up to that Atlanta game. Can you just talk about how he kind of coped with that and came back?
Well, the best thing you can do as a player, and no different for Jermichael, is to move on, and he did in the game. He had a couple big third down catches after that. So very unusual to see Jermichael drop a football, contested or uncontested. So, but hasn't changed anything as far as the way he's working. He's actually had a very productive practice today, so he looks to be fine.
You see, Jerry is down for like 3 or 4 games, you know, without Neil. I mean, how do you think he's there?
He's getting better, and that's really what you look for in young players. He's done a good job. I think we're using him, you know, properly as far as the amount of snaps. We're trying to do a better job of balancing out the snaps throughout that defensive line group. And we definitely accomplished that against Atlanta. Actually, the whole group graded out very well. And if we can just keep that balance going, and he's a big part of that.
How did your practice and pads go today? And with Zombo in practice today, do you think you're one step closer to getting him active?
I would think Frank has a great chance of being active. He looked good today, looked good on the film yesterday. We practiced indoors today. We thought the rain was going to be here sooner. But the practice, it was a, you know, spirited physical practice like they need to be on Thursday. So too many pre-snap penalties, but the overall work was very good.
When you juggled like the coaching staff during the offseason, I guess, what was the reason of putting Joel Film a little bit more at the offensive line? And how are you getting out of that, what you had hoped?
Oh, definitely. I know Joe and I talk often about missing coaching, missing coachings, being in part of the individual drills, being in the individual rooms. That's the part as a head coach, and it's even more so in Joe's case now, being a coordinator, because when you have a staff that's together as long as we've been, 6 years, there's not, I mean, we have excellent assistant coaches. We have excellent rooms. So I know Joe's enjoying being in the offensive line room, and it's just more of the way we're structured with John Rushing, working with the receivers and part-time, you know, half his time on special teams. You know, James Campen had a full-time assistant offensive line coach and Jerry Fontenot for 5 years. So it was give Joe an opportunity to get back in the offensive line room and just to make sure James Campen wasn't getting overworked. So just basically move some responsibilities around.
That's 2 days in a row you've come in here and said that you've had too many pre-snap penalties in practice.
That's correct. What do you think's going on? I'm sorry?
What do you think's going on?
Well, just got to do a better job. I mean, we've done a number of things. I don't want to get into specifics. We need to do a better job. Too many.
Their defense bends, Chris Long, Paul Flynn. How good is that group?
It's a veteran group. A lot of experience on our defensive line. I really think Long is a different player than when we competed against the Rams 2 years ago. So it's a very, very disciplined group. You know, they do a lot schematically throughout their defense, but you can definitely see the experience level, the technique. They play with James Hall has been a productive player in my past experiences and teams that I've coached against him. So that'll be a big challenge for Marshall.